Yo, shouts out to God. Shouts out to God and all them angels in the motherfucker, you know. God's a real one. Kept it A1 since day one, dog. You know, all them angels up there get some respect. Pull one out for the big boy. The real G. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker that really move in silence, dog. Shouts out to God, bruh. Yo, even Jesus. Yo, Jesus been a real nigga. Jesus a real one. Held it down. You know what I'm saying? He took that shit on the chin. He said, hey, yo, hold up. The world ain't acting right. I'ma die for they sins. Boom. Boom. Everybody get to sin again. Shit was crazy, bro. He's like, dad, chill. I'ma handle this. Jesus a real one. God a real one. Them niggas real up there. Shouts out to God and them, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to fucking God. All right. So welcome to the weekend show, ladies and gentlemen. We got a couple of blessings that I want to describe right now. I got 1,000 downloads on the weekend show with Medium J. This is what it is. You know, I checked last week. We got all together 1,000 downloads. Started this shit about a year ago, about a year and a half during the pandemic, and you know, I didn't think it was gonna be this easy, you know, to get famous. Like, I'm just gonna throw that out there. I was fucking around for so long, and to this day, I'm still fucking around on the podcast, and shit, it's working. So I don't know, just having fun talking, you know. I was at McDonald's the other day. I walked into McDonald's and I seen this fine East Indian chick, yo. It's finest girl I've ever seen, man. You know, and I thought to myself, I'm like, yo, this girl might be the finest chick that I've seen. Like, I've seen on girls on Instagram and I'm going like, yo, this girl looks better than Instagram. Maybe because she was real. It could have been, there was not a digital screen in between me seeing the chick. There's no real Photoshop. She was bro, we're talking McDonald's uniform. We're talking a McDonald's uniform. Titties busting. Ass on fleek. I mean eyebrows. Eyebrows on fleek, bro. Her eyebrows were done perfectly. And I'm like, how does that, how do you, like, she can have makeup on, right? She's working at McDonald's behind the counter. Ain't no way her makeup's still going on for 8 hours, you know, for her shift, her whole shift. But she just looks so pretty. And then she went to talk to the girl that was doing the drive-thru. And I go, look at the, look like a Swedish model. Some blonde Scandinavian blue-eyed haired girl. No, fuck. Blonde hair, blue-eyed girl. And she just looked fine. She just looked like this, like the sexy Scandinavian chick. Fucking, oh, like 6'3". You know, sexy fucking blonde Amazon babe. I was just like, holy fuck. Like, the second next girl is like, it's literally what you would see on a runway. And I'm like, yo, this is just, they're flipping burgers at McDonald's. They're not doing anything special. So, I want to ask the people, and, you know, drop a comment, because I've seen the memes, right? The average girl at the cashier at your local grocery store is way sexier than any fucking Instagram model, because it's almost like the Instagram models slowly have become ridiculous. Like, it's like the booties are like, you know, the booties are like the boulder that guy was carrying up the mountain in that folklore, whatever, Prometheus or something. I don't know if it was Prometheus, just the guy that has Hercules, right? Hercules had the world on his shoulder. That's how big these booties are. These booties, I look at it and I go, it has enough gravitational pull to pull in a game. You know what I'm saying? You get trapped, though. You get trapped with a booty that big. You get trapped. You can't pull away the gravitational pull. You'd be stuck in that motherfucker, right? It's gotten to be ridiculous. And then, like, just watermelon titties. Like, and it's nice once in a while. Don't get me wrong. But it's like almost like, if you're constantly exposed to Instagram, Snapchat, you know, Facebook, all that, all the social media on Twitter, you see all these ridiculously like Photoshop touched up, you know, ass shots, titty shots, you know, hair did, you know, fake hair, wigs, you know, stenciled in eyebrows, you know, the fake fucking nails and shit. You see all of that and you kind of go, I need something real. And nothing realer than a chick working at McDonald's, bro. Little East Indian babe. She's so sexy. I should have got her number. Honestly, shit. A lot of motherfuckers are like, yo, just start getting girls' numbers, man. What are you doing? Just sleeping. But I just like talking. I'm a bitch. I just like talking to women. Like, that's the thing. I just like talking to chicks. Because it's funny. It's fun. It's fun to just talk to chicks without wanting sex. Apparently, that's in you know, the male kingdom. That's I'm considered a cuck. But I also made the mistake to visit the McDonald's washroom while I was there. Right now, I've seen some bad fucking washroom toilet paper. Right, I think McDonald's is the worst kind of toilet paper. It's legitimately like, I lifted up the toilet paper and I seen through it. It was so thin, I seen through the toilet paper. I had to double, I tried to pull up like half the load just to get one solid wipe. It was so bad. How is it gotten thinner? It gotten thinner, like my hairline. It gotten thinner, you know? It gotten thinner, like an anorexic chick. It got thinner. It's so thin. It's ghostly, the paper. I ripped it off and it blew away and it shattered like when Thanos snapped his fingers and people would just, it just flaked off into nothing. Like sparks while you're welding. It just disappeared. And so McDonald's bathroom, like they're the biggest company in the world. And I think that each year their fucking toilet paper gets thinner and thinner. You know? How's that a thing? Like, spend some money on some toilet paper, man. Like, I don't know. And then when you go into to wash your hands after, obviously you're gonna get shit on your fingers. You're wiping with fucking, I'm like, I gotta wash my hands. It's like the beer foam of soap. Beer foam. It's like the top layer of the actual soap that should be. They got bubbles. McDonald's soap is just bubbles. It's like the foam shit. I go, like, where's the actual liquid soap anymore? Is that too expensive, McDonald's? Huh? Like, yo. And I'm a stockholder in McDonald's. I have stock in McDonald's. And this is not how I feel like y'all should treat a motherfucker that owns part of your company. This is what it is. About 10% of a stock. 10% of, yeah. I got like 0.1% of a share. But the thing is, it's irrelevant because I think everybody wants to be able to wash their hands with some nice, decent soap and wipe their ass with decent fucking toilet paper. Forgive me for wanting some human decency, right? It's fucking ridiculous. McDonald's, I might have to sell my stuff. Could you imagine if they're shitting themselves right now? You know, McDonald's is sitting outside like, yo, dude. Media Andreas thinking about selling. Yeah. What is his demands? Just give it to him. What does he want? He wants some better toilet paper? Yeah, okay. Pump it out. I'm sure they're like, fuck that motherfucker. It's McDonald's, bitch. You think the CEO wakes up and they're like, yo. People are talking shit about the McRib. You know, they're saying they're from parts unknown, and that's not a good description. They want to know more about where the McRib comes from. Yeah. Miming a cigarette when I have a cigarette in my hand. CEO wakes up and he's just like, man, fuck them. This is McDonald's, bitch. They going to eat that shit regardless where it's from. Fuck it. Fuck it, get it off of them fucking, get it off from those fucking pig. What is it? The Silence of the Lambs. Get it off of that crazy serial killer that was feeding his pit. Get those pigs. You know, we'll make our bacon from the fucking pigs that Richard Pinkton or whatever. The guy that was fucking feeding people to us. That's a little fucked up, guys. I'm sorry. But speaking of fucked up shit, I've noticed that the movie American Psycho is picking up steam as a meme by these Zoomers, right? And a lot of these Zoomers haven't even watched the movie. It's a fairly old movie, American Psycho, with Patrick Bateman. It was Christian Bale as Patrick Bateman. And the whole thing is he's having like this psychotic break. He is a business guy, but he's kind of in deep in this perfection of like just trying to perfect himself. Human error is like almost considered ungodly. Deep psychosis shit, right? Where it's just like he's just striving for perfection, and every little mistake he made, he'd fucking flip out, or he like a little passive aggressive move in business, and he just fucking ends up killing a guy. He's an American Psycho, right? Just a crazy bloodshed murderous guy. And I think the moral of the story, I never got the moral of the story. That's why I hated the movie. So I go, oh, he was just dreaming. He was just having a psychotic break. Spoiler alert. But he was apparently, I guess the point of the story is like, you know, capitalism and you know, business and everything is unnatural, and eventually you're just gonna slowly succumb to murdering your coworkers. I don't know what it was. I don't know the point, but I think the point was like capitalism slowly kills the soul or something. But the Zoomers have took it as this Sigma male grind set, like he's something to strive for, you know what I mean? Which is pretty much the opposite of the movie. And then, you know, I seen somebody post about like how it's fucking hilarious to see Zoomers take that and just be like, yo, this is Sigma male grind set. And I guess I gotta explain Sigma. Sigma male grind set is, because there's beta males, yeah. We know beta males, the lesser of the males, the delta class, if you will. The class that just has trouble in success, career, financially, physical feats. You know, a beta male. He's like a Will Smith. He's a beta male at the end of the day, you know? You could be an alpha turned into a beta by a chick. You know, but an alpha male is that top dog. Alpha male strives for looking good. A lot of pride in an alpha male, a lot of respect, and you know, alpha males fight for honor. Leader of the pack most of the time. Well, always wants to be put in the leader position. Then there's sigma males, and sigma males don't care. Sigma males will take the back seat if there's a better leader. Sigma males will step up to the leader position if no one's leading. Sigma males will do what's best for him. Considered a lone wolf. A lot of people say he's a guy that doesn't give a fuck. I think, except for what's the best situation for him, himself. And that's what a Sigma male is. This is a Sigma male grind set. It's the, all right, you guys go off into the woods. I'm going to stay here, keep watch, because this is a safe fire. Right, that's a sigma male, right? That's a perfect example. Like, you guys go out into the cold bushes where Freddy Krueger's lurking or Jason, you know, Jason's chasing you. I'm gonna sit here by the campfire with the shotgun. You guys would be good, you know, whatever the fuck. That's what a sigma male grind set is. And people look at, I guess it's Patrick Bateman has become a meme. As far as, it's funny because my brother was actually really, because my brother was, I think, an alpha male. Mm-hmm. But fucking like to lead, right? And he was really deep into Patrick Bateman, which kind of threw me off because I'm like, yo, this guy's a psycho, right? But it was more of like the whole movie. He was just a fan of the movie. And at one point he named himself Patrick Bateman, which was kind of cringe, but yeah. What can you do, man? You know, let people do you. I don't give a fuck. I'm a sigma male, bruh. I could give two fucks about what you call yourself. Just don't be late when we do it work, you know. Just don't show up late, you know. As long as the job gets done, baby, I don't care how it's done. Sigma male grind set, baby. Work don't stop. I was watching Cursor on Netflix, man. And that was one of the only movies that I actually, like, dude, I literally told Netflix. I fucking messaged Netflix because I'm like, yo, I'm canceling you guys. And they always have that ending survey. Like, why are you leaving Netflix? Why are you leaving us? And I just said hit other, and then I put in a long message about how I keep getting duped into buying Netflix. And then there's nothing on except Seinfeld. I told them I only want to watch Seinfeld. That's the only good written TV show in the last 30 years, I think. People say Ozark, Sopranos. I watched the first few episodes of Sopranos. Overhyped. Watched Game of Thrones. Overhyped. I watched all these. Breaking Bad was a good written TV show. I'll throw that in there. You know? Ozark. Good for the first. You can't have good 1-2 seasons. There can't be a terrible ending. It has to flow well. Seinfeld kind of ended badly. It was kind of cringy the way it ended. But it was a cringy comedy. Like, it's like The Office, right? The way The Office ended. But it was the whole kind of silly comedy. It's the silly sitcom comedy. That's what, it's supposed to be kind of ridiculous no matter what. So the way they ended is gonna be ridiculous no matter what, right? It fits into the narrative. So, but yeah, Seinfeld is one of those things. And I just messaged them. But then when I seen Cursor on Netflix, I really enjoyed it. It was one of those movies where I put down my phone and I'm like, yo, okay, I gotta actually watch it. That girl is like the Zendaya bootleg. She was really good. You know, she was really good. The guy was really good. Even her little brother, you know, when he was a demon, that was good. The whole scene, kind of the video game, it kind of, you can kind of sit there and not, you can suspend your disbelief into going like, okay, a curse that takes place in reality, it's a game called, and it puts a curse on you and you're playing the game, but everything, every choice you make in the game becomes a reality, you know, becomes a choice in reality. And it's like, you either choose or die. That's the whole goal of the game. And I started thinking, like, man, you know, like little glitches in reality. There might be like little tiny glitches. Like, I always wondered, like, do you yourself wonder, like, when your socks go missing, right, in a laundry room? You know, your laundry, you're doing your laundry and you go like, why am I missing a sock? But you always end up missing like one or two socks every now and then. You go like, what the fuck? Didn't I have like 14 pairs of socks? Now I'm down to 8. Where did those socks go? Right? And like, just simple things in your everyday life. Like, you walk by the same building every day you walk by. And then you just notice it's like yellow instead of green. Like, wasn't it green last week? You never seen nobody painting, you never seen no scaffolding, you never seen nothing, but that whole building, just the next day you seen it, it was yellow instead of green. You know, you remember a different paint color on a certain building. Or like, in you're going through a crowd of people, you know, and you scan everybody and you blink and you see someone disappear in the crowd, and you know, they just up and vanished. And you think to yourself, like, would you notice certain things in your life? Like, what if, like, one thing every month of in your life just disappears? Like, a little pencil or, a pen. You know, you have a bunch of lighters or something. And you just lose a lighter. You go, like, you lost it or did it disappear? What happened? What happened to those everyday items that just disappear? Those are, like, glitches in reality. You know, small little things. Sometimes you go outside and, the sky doesn't render. Or your eyes don't adjust to the settings in reality. I like that concept. And Cursor made a cool kind of movie about that little glitches in reality, right? It's a good movie. I'd recommend it. That's one of the only movies that I've seen in the last year. Other than that other movie on Netflix, with the Jason Statham, the new movie, I can't even remember what it's called. But that was a good movie too. I mentioned it a couple months back on the pod. Yeah, it's interesting to think like small little glitches in reality. That's what the movie made. It wasn't really even describing that. It was describing playing a game, but it definitely, like, I stayed up all night, you know, just like kind of scared a little bit. It was one of those horror movies that got to me. And, you know, I don't want to sound like a bitch, but, you know, it's just, I was a little scared, you know? Yeah. It's a good thing. I was hanging out with my my buddy the other day. Shouts out to Grim. Shouts out to Grim Darkness. He just got a girl, right? And we haven't played video games in a couple of months, right? No. This is kind of weird. I don't know if he's going to be cool with me mentioning this, but fuck it. Fuck him. I don't care. It happened. I got to talk about it. I was playing video games with the homie, man, a couple nights ago. And he was with his girl, right? And his girl was like, you know, he spent like 2 days with her all weekend or whatever. This chick. They were having, you know, a good time. You know, young, you know, the newly conceived romance, right? Relationships still fresh, you know, a couple of weeks into his relationship. His girl was like, his girl was kind of bugging him. He told her, he's like, hey, I haven't played with my homie in like about a month. It's been a while. We gotta sit down and chat and have some, you know, give me an hour with this motherfucker, right? Give me an hour with my homie. So he was just like, hey, chill, you know. But she was like, you know, I want you to hold me. And we were playing video games. And he's like, just chill, like, yo. Yeah, I was holding you all the fucking day, right? And then she got on microphone. And she's like, this is what she said to me. She said this to me. She was like, I'm going to make this nigga hard. And I'm going to suck him off. And I was like, I just started laughing because that's crazy, right? Technically, rape isn't, technically, for a guy, we laughed. Me and my homie laughed. And it was kind of a little, you know, predatory. She said, I'm going to make this nigga hard. That's what she told me. She told a motherfucker that she don't know. You know, the audacity to say, I'm going to make this motherfucker hard and I'm going to fucking suck him off. And I go, I don't want to hear that. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of a bit offensive to me. Because I'm like, I just want to play video games. You know, your boy with the Sigma male, being trapped in the Sigma male grind set. I'm stuck with the whole added narrative of, if we're going to play video games, we're going to go balls to the wall, tits to the wind. We're going to fucking put our heads down and we gonna win this shit, alright? We gonna get the dubs. And I just noticed, I'm like, yeah, we're playing video games, and I'm like, yeah. He's like, don't worry about her. Yeah. You know, but he got a little silent, right? And we're playing video games, right? And I just noticed this guy's fucking, oh, Grim's down. The homie's down. Oh shit, he's dead. I'm like, yo, dude, is everything good? He got on mic and he was a lot more relaxed. Let's just say that. He was like, yeah. I'm sorry, bro. My bad. Oh, my bad. Oh, less teeth. That's a, my bad. My bad. Less teeth. I play with the balls, though. And I just go, yo, is she sucking you off right now, dog? Did she win? Like, because we ain't winning, dog. So, like, he's like, yeah. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to hear the homie getting sucked off on microphone. Like, because it's just ASMR of the homie going, like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm like, yo. Enemies on me. He's like, oh, where at, bro? yo. Enemies on me. I'm down. Yo, where you at? He's like, my eyes roll back in my skull right now. Hold up, bro. I'm like, this nigga. I just, and it's not nothing of the, I don't want to seem homophobic or anything, but I just don't want to hear ASMR of the homie getting sucked. I don't want to hear his girl choking on his it just is what it is. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't know. I'm sorry. Call me old fashioned, but you just, and even he got it. He got it after. He's like, yeah, my bad, bro. And I'm like, I joked around with him. I'm like, technically, she raped you, dog. Because you said, hey, listen, can we have an hour of just chilling with the homie for a little bit? we won't get to you later. And we got like 20, 30 minutes in, and she started just pulling his pants down. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And we laughed about it. Dude, that's the thing about males. We just laughed about it. Again, I had a homie. My homie was like straight up. Shouts out to Base Jesus, man. Shouts out to Base Jesus. The homie Steve, man. He, with his first girlfriend, he was like, yo. He's like, I don't want to have this. This one time he told me this. This one time. It's like, I don't feel like having sex, babe. And she straight up pulled his pants down and just started sucking him off. And he's like, stop. Oh, okay. And he gave up as a guy and just let it happen. And he ended up fucking his chick. She got him in the zone, right? But I laughed and he brought it up to me, like kind of concerned at first as to how I would feel. And then he said, he talked about it. He's like, yeah, she pretty much raped me, dude, that one day. And I was like, okay. I kind of straightened up my back and I go like, yo, how did you feel about that? Like, he's like, I didn't really want to do it, but did you consent? And it's like, not really, but... And he just started laughing, like, not really, but well, we got some pussy, right? And I think that's the downfall of men in this society, right? Like, we kind of laugh off everything. Like, even to the point where, like, I mean, it's not nearly as bad. You know, guys can't really get raped, you know? A guy can get raped by another guy. But, like, that with the whole... It's the narrative of if a girl's like, oh, because I've had that too with my ex one time. I was, you know, she was really drunk. I was kind of drunk. But she was really drunk in the opposite. You know, she was like, give me that. She was like drunk, like, give me that dick, like aggressive. Like, so I fucked her one time. And then she said, hurry up, because I want to go again. I want again. And I was like, oh boy. I said that. I sounded like Morty from Rick and Morty. I was like, oh jeez, again. I was like straight out like a bitch at that. I was like, okay, let me pop a protein bar, let me get, you know, down some Gatorade, you know, power drinks and shit. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm taking like fucking muscle milk, creatine, and I'm like doing like a couple of push-ups. I'm like, okay, I think I got it back. And I just wasn't in the mood to do it again, like right after, like, you know, right after. She's like, we had to do it, because she started calling me, like, not a man. She's like, oh, you bitch, come on. She's, like, slapping my dick. Come on, wake up. She slapped me in the face. You gonna fuck me now, what, bitch boy? And I was like, yo. Yo. You know, I started covering up I grabbed a towel over myself, and I just felt so used afterwards. Oh, man. But yeah, turns out, yeah, for the homies, I guess, you just laugh it off, right? There's like, my girl the other day was fucking fiending for some dick. I wasn't even in the mood. I was tired. Just pulled my pants down, and she got on soft, and she put it in. It was soft, to be honest with. I didn't want it, but I had to, you know, work up the courage. And that's just how it is. Guys take it in stride. On the chin. You know, I woke up and bitch was sitting on my face. I couldn't do nothing. Tried to scream for help and she started vibrating, right? That's just what it is, though. That's the truth. You know, and for the most part, man, it's if the roles, no, like, and I told the homie, like, I told Grim, I'm like, yo, if the roles were reversed right now, and you did that shit, bro, like, you would get, you know, you get fucking in jail. That's a long sentence, right? Like, so for something guys easily, like, just go, yeah, it is what it is. I think even if I was raped by a guy, to be honest, I'd go, fuck that nigga. You know, the joke, what was it? I think it was Eddie Griffin. Ah, that nigga caught me slipping. You know, oh, shit, I got raped. Oh, that nigga caught me slipping. Ah, I gotta tighten up my butt cheeks, right? Like, it's, yeah. To be honest, man, I would go like, motherfucker caught me. You know, take it in stride. Like, take it on the chin, right? Cause like, I don't know. Like, it's free sex. You know how much that costs, dog? Holy shit, dude. Yo, I don't know why bitches complain so much about rape, dog. Like, it's free. You know how expensive sex is? No, but in all fairness, man, it's one of those things that gets. Because there's also the. If a 16-year-old guy, you know, gets with a 36-year-old teacher, and that's a 20-year difference. You kind of like go, good on you, champ. You kind of look to your buddies and start high-fiving like, yeah, one got it. Yeah, that motherfucker got the teacher. Because I was in grade 6, and I remember this one chick. She was like a student teacher. Porn star style titties, like heavy titties, like just big succulent, full of like estrogen and milk, you know, full of like just, you know, just ready to breed, right? Like just, and then she was so nice too. She was a nice girl. She was nice, friendly. But I just remember going like, I got like, she had like her email out. And we were able to message her about the homework. And I just remember messaging her like some dirty shit. Like, can I, like, I was young, you know, I was grade 6, 12 year old, 13 year old kid. I'm like, yo, let me fuck, you know, typing away on the keyboards. Like, let me smash. And I was like, I mean, obviously, I did, you know, behind a computer, you could kind of say some. There's no face to face, so you don't get nervous. I mean, I was a fucking kid, right? So I'm like typing away, like, yo, let me put it in your ass. Let me put it in between your big ass titties, right? She was like, what the fuck, right? But if she was like, yo, meet me at this such and such place, you know, meet me at the train station, you know, 10 o'clock, and I fucked her instantly. I would have a different lifestyle. And I don't know if it'd be good or bad, but I'd be that nigga in the school, you know, and then I'd brag. Everybody would know. Cause I'm that motherfucker that I'm a bragger, you know? Cause I want the clout. There's a Sigma male grind set. I could give a fuck how she felt. Get her in jail, you know, start flexing on camera like, yeah, I fucked that bitch. You know what it is? And I'd start dabbing up the fucking cameraman. I'd be like, yeah, that's what's up. I fuck. And then everybody in school would be like, yo, that's that nigga that fucked the teacher. It would be a boom. It would be the coolest thing. Because I think personally, the reason why I'm such a nobody is because I missed the opportunity. I didn't play my cards right with fucking that teacher. I should have been a bit smoother when I was 12 years old. Showed my cards a little too quick. Because I thought she was into me. She liked a young nigga, you know what I'm saying? I think she smashed that other nigga in the class, though. the one that was in a gang. Dude was in a gang. He was in, like, Mad Cow and grades. It was the weirdest thing, too, because we were in a nice neighborhood. And all of a sudden, this guy came from, like... Like, just like Compton almost. He's like, yeah, man, I come from Compton. And he's just like in a gang. And go like, is there gangs in Canada? I guess. A Mad Cow. And he was just like, yeah. He was like, I was selling cracks in, you know, since grade. Like Bobby Shmurda shit. Like selling crack since the 5th grade. But he was in 6th grade and he was legitimately selling crack. It was the weirdest thing. He was like tied up in these gangs and... I think I told this on the pod before, but I might as well tell it again. This guy was motherfucking crazy. I remember seeing him after grade 6, grade 8, grade 9, like 2-3 years after grade 6. Me and my little brother Julius went over to his place because we seen him. We were like, I don't know, we were high or whatever. We got some weed and we're like just chilling. And like, yeah, we got some weed, man. Just young, you know, young, just smoking weed kind of thing. But we seen him. And he was walking and he was like, yo, how you guys been, man? What's up? And I remember because I didn't really even know this nigga like that. We kind of, Yeah, we were cool for the most part, but he seen us and you know, I mean, he was in a gang, and we stayed away from being in a gang. That's where I was. And it kind of he kind of punked me. Sometimes I'd punk him, but then I realized, like, I always said, you know, sorry for, you know, punking you. You know, we had that banter of like that, but I mean, I knew the shit he was tied up in, so I never pushed. I always gave him that. He's, you know, the alpha sigma male. I gave him that. Yo, you take the lead, bro. You dissing me? That's okay, because ultimately, the motherfucker is a gang member with a gun. It's just is what it is. But yeah, I remember seeing him, and he had this like scarring on his cheek, like straight up like 50 Cent. And then like we were smoking weed, kind of like chilling, doing something, and he was telling me shit. He said it. I mean, the weird thing is about every gang member that really isn't in about it, they always give you the advice of like, this shit ain't worth it. This shit ain't cool. This shit ain't like, yo, he said, Jeff, man, you smart, bro. You smart, stick it in school. Like, just, you could have got tied up in some shit. You definitely could have been somewhere. But he's like, yo, this shit ain't real. And I asked him what the fucking, we asked him about the, what happened. He's like, dude, I was shot. He's like, holy fuck. I mean, dude, and this is fucking grade eight, like what, 14, 15 years old, kids fucking shooting, just shooters. He's like, I was driving a car. And then to be honest, when he said I was driving a car around and we did some drop offs or some shit, some shit got popped, and it got heated. Someone, you know, this motherfuckers tried to run off on him. He pulled out a gun, they pulled out a gun. He shot, they shot, he shot up the motherfucking place. They shot his homie was bleeding in the fucking car, dying. His homie's dead. He's driving his fucking whip. He got shot through the fucking cheek. And he drove off to the, he said, I drove off to the hospital, dumped his buddy's body at the hospital and drove off. It was the fucking, straight out of a movie. He's like, dude, but what could I do? Like, because there's a shooting and he still had his thing. He fucking wiped his gun off, tossed it in a river or some shit. It was a fairly crazy ass story to hear being in grade eight. You know, grade eight, grade nine, like just like. So, anyways, are we gonna play basketball? You know, are we gonna go to the gym? Julius, I think we should get going, right? It was one of those things where it's like, that's just a lifestyle that, you know, you could be glad not to have. It's good to have friends that are in it too, to just kind of be like, oh, you doing that, right? You can learn from people's mistakes in that regard. Like, because I always do think, like, man, why can't I be like these motherfucking badass rappers and stuff? But at the end of the day, dude, their fucking creativity, their art suffers because of the lifestyle they live. They're living in a street heavy environment. They're living in the I'm looking over my shoulders, which is paranoia, right? If you're not a gang member, man, like the best thing would be to be as a rapper is to like be like Little Uzi. Little Uzi's not. He's not a fight. Little Wayne, right? They say they're tied up in some stuff, maybe. But then my buddy also said that they just pay off the gang members so that they give them clearance. It's like a clearance thing. Like if you go deep into like Compton to do a show, you know, you pay off the guys, and they're say you're associated with them. And I know I'm wearing red, so I don't want to. I'm just it's just a fucking cool ass jacket. That's just. It's all it is. It's just fashion. Once again, you know, I'm not fucking running around in the streets with a gun. I'm not selling pounds of fucking meth out the side of the truck. You know, we're not Breaking Bad over here. But it would be cool. It would be cool to be that motherfucker. You know, just kilograms sitting on blue meth. You know, flipping it till it turns red, bro, and it's on empty, and you go and re-up from a guy that you don't trust, and you're walking around with a Glock, and you're like, pull out a Glock, and it's a little kid, you know, and his ball bounced and hit you, and you thought it was someone trying to get you, and you're just so paranoid, and you're just, you know, you're checking the helicopters every day when you're making the drops, and you're like, damn, dude, that helicopter's been following us all day, you know? That type of shit does sound fun. It sounds fun on paper, in a movie, in a scripted TV show. But when it comes down to you in it. It's the you watched your homie get shot up. You see, you can't tell nobody. You can't. Police ain't gonna help you because you got a key in the trunk and you can't be seen. Your plates are expired. You can't even get pulled over. You know, you got 50 grand in cash on you, but your credit is at a fucking, your credit is at a minus 500 because you ain't paid shit off. You know, gangs, Juicy J said some shit. Yeah, shouts out to the rapper Juicy J. He said some shit. House full of gangsta niggas. Damn, renovate, dude. You don't get somebody to come in and fucking clean your pipes, you know, and change up your cabinets because you got dope stashed up in a cabinet. You can't let motherfuckers know you got a fucking key of coke in that cabinet, so they can't fix it. You know, your stove don't work because, you know, you've been fucking whipping up pots of crack, right? All your spoons and forks are bent. It just is what it is, man, in that lifestyle. So, again, guys, stop selling drugs. Gangsters, come on, man. You're selling drugs. Stop it. You know, public service announcement. Y'all don't want to fucking... You don't want to be tied up in the drug game because... I mean, there's only one way out, right? Dead or in jail, man. Even Pablo Escobar. Or no, not El Chapo, dude. You know? Was it Pablo Escobar? Yeah. But all those guys, right? I don't think that people... You know, Jay-Z had to get out. And that probably cost him, too. He probably was going through some stuff, right? But then he made the Black Album. You know, and the Blueprint. And I think the gangsters were like, give this motherfucker a pass. I think that's why a lot of rappers like that are really good that come from the streets, like Nas. I think Nas was like, he is in the streets, right? He is in the streets. Then he made Illmatic. And the gangsters were probably like, fuck, we're losing one of the top kingpin drug dealers, right? But he did make a dope-ass album, you know? So it's like, I think I made just good enough music to people go, Give him a pass, you know. He made Captain Save a Ho. This shit was fire, dude. You know, because I know some motherfuckers that were like, yo, there's a movement going on, and I go, what are you talking about, though? How do you know the movement scene? How do you know the music scene in our city? You fucking pounding, you know, selling pounds and shit. But he was like, yo, your shit is dope, and they fucked with Mitchie Moo, bro. I don't know. There were a lot of gangsters really fuck with Mitchie Moo. It's the funniest thing. Like, real motherfuckers are like, this nigga fuck it. Funny, bro. But it is what it is, right? So I guess we gain the respect of the motherfuckers in our city, the real motherfuckers. So might do the Tekashi 6ix9ine. I might join again. I won't. But the thing is, I always thought about that, and I said it before with Glenn XLG. I said, like, if I did do that shit, it would be balls to the wall doing it. Like, it would be in it. I would be in the zone of selling drugs, you know, shootouts with the police, you know, bodies on bodies, motherfuckers tossing shit into the river. Gonna have a lot of bodies. That's what I would do. But the thing is, because I get carried away into like a fantasy realm, and it would just... If I was, you know, selling all those drugs, you know, making all this cash, riding around in expensive foreign cars, you know your boy would be. You know your boy would. And when the police come knocking, that's when the, you know, bodies start dropping. That's what it would be. But I wouldn't. That's why I know myself. I wouldn't get into it. Because I wouldn't be able to get out. It would be like at a certain point, I'd probably be stressful, looking in the mirror, going like, "What the fuck have you done?" But it does sound, to be honest, it does sound fun to be the motherfucker rolling around in a Porsche, paid off in cash. You know, you got a house that you bought in cash. You know, you're just buying shit in cash. You know, it does sound fun. It sounds like a motherfucking awesome lifestyle.
You know what? Actually, fuck it. I think I can. I think with this podcast, I convinced myself to get a little. You know. I think if I was in a gang, though, I think I would have been able to smash my fucking sixth grade student teacher.